Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today, we're pleased to welcome singer-songwriter Autumn Blair to the show. I will chat with Autumn about how she got started in the music business and what's up next for her. As always, I have my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, with me. So let's get to it. Hey, Em, what's up?
Barely. You barely have a co-host. Because I barely made it to my desk in time.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the day that I'm in a hurry, like, we left 15 minutes early, the night I'm in a hurry, and every stoplight in Dixon turns red. I'm not going to even complain. Don't you, like, and when you don't, when you're not in a hurry, they're all green. I hate life sometimes.
Right, exactly.
But anyways.
Oh, we have our special guest, Autumn Blair, on the line with us. Autumn, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Autumn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm pretty good. Like I was saying off air, thanks for taking about 30 minutes of your day to come on and chat with us like this.
Oh, well, I'm just glad to be part of this.
Yeah, we have a great time. So you'll fit right in.
yes, we do. And I have to say just right off the top, we're all music lovers here. So you,
oh, yeah.
You'll fit right in with us, trust me.
Are you from Nashville?
I'm from West Virginia, but I kind of travel between the two, and I've been doing a little more traveling to, like, New York and stuff like that. But Nashville's kind of my second home, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm near there. So most of our people that we have on that are singers live in Nashville. So I was just curious because we're close to most of them because we both live in Tennessee. I live closer than Cody, but we all live in the same vicinity, sort of.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Cody. I'll shut up. You start.
You know, first off, just to kind of start off and give people a little background information on you. How did you first get into the music business?
Well, it kind of all started when I was younger. I really didn't have much of a choice other than going into music. So I guess it's a good thing that I love it because when I was a baby, my family was singing. Everybody was doing music around me. And when I was 8 years old, I started performing on stage in front of a bunch of people doing competitions. So I've been on stage for about 10.5 years. And then 2 years ago, people had uploaded videos of me when I was like 12 onto YouTube, and a TV show found me, which I, at the time I was 17, and I got a golden ticket to Hollywood on American Idol. But I chose to give it up to go on a TV series for Lifetime. But it didn't go as well as planned, but it got me a lot of opportunity. I got to release out music on iTunes, Hear Me Now. I'll be DJing at a place like Home, Daddy's Little Girl. I got to do 4 songs. And I've worked with a couple great producers. And I guess right now I'm just trying to make it still, but it's all fun.
Awesome. You know, and on that same token, who are some of your musical influences?
My musical influences probably mostly growing up was a lot of Carrie Underwood, which is a lot of people's influence, but I really looked up to her because she's an artist that sticks to who she is no matter what anyone says. I mean, not doing anything crazy to stay in the spotlight. She's doing music. Yeah. She's sticking to what... I really admire that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of funny that you said Carrie Underwood because she is my celebrity crush. I'm just,
I knew that was coming. I was going to say
I'm
it
just
if you didn't.
Getting that out of the way right now. She's my celebrity crush. So...
He has a list. But, you know, no, I knew he was going to say that. I was going to say that. If Cody didn't mention that Carrie Underwood was his crush, I was going to say that. He would have killed me, but that's okay.
Probably, but anyway.
Oh, well.
Did you have any Any questions for her, Emma?
I knew that was coming. That always happens. That's your favorite sentence on this show, is that sentence. Emily, do you have any questions?
Yes, Emily always has questions. First off, if you don't mind telling me, how old are you now, Autumn? Because we're probably like the same age.
Oh, yeah, I'm 18 years old.
Oh, okay, well, I'm almost 17, so we're close. Okay, so let's see. This is kind of like not musical related, but it's fun, so we're going to do it anyway. Okay, if you were being shipped off to a deserted island and you could only bring three things, what would they be?
Oh, that's a hard one. I would probably say, does this count like food and stuff, or is it just like cool items?
I don't know. You can bring whatever you want. We'll say that.
I guess I'd want to take my guitar so I can make some music and some food because I don't want to die. And
good choice.
And some water. So I got water, food, and some music. That's good with me.
That's pretty good choice. I think, who was the, I asked somebody that question. They said their piano, their cat, and food. And I was like, okay, at least you have somebody to talk to, so you won't go crazy. But, like, that's a good answer. Okay, let's see. Wait, Cody, is it? Are we going to just, like, take turns, or what do you want to do? Do you want me to go again, ask another one, or do you want to ask a question?
Just ask your next question, and I'll
okay.
I'll look at my list and see what I've got.
Okay. So besides singing, what are your other hobbies and passions and things that you do?
I love sports. I love playing volleyball. If I'm not singing, I'm playing volleyball or something like that because I love the whole thing with competing against people. I'm a pretty nice person. I'm actually a pretty shy person usually meeting new people. But when it comes to sports, I have to say that I do get a little mean and a little over the top.
Oh, I totally understand. That's okay. Because, you know, I sing too, so I'm really competitive when it comes to that. It's just like I want to be the best at what I do, whether it's singing or anything else, but I'm super competitive with my music and stuff, so I understand. And I love volleyball, too, but I'm really short, so my volleyball career was, like, short-lived because I'm, like, 5'2", so I gave up. So it was, like, it was not happening for me, and I just finally gave up because it's hard to be a volleyball player at 5'2". Okay, Cody, go ahead. Take a turn now.
Right. You know, I noticed you said that you're a big sports fan. I am too. I love any sport on demand, you know. My favorite sport is football. And yes, I know yours is, Emily. 16 days, Em. 16 days.
I'm a Southern girl. We all love football down here, and it's college football. We don't care about professional football down here. All we care about is college football.
It's college, absolutely. let me see if I have any other questions for you.
Yes, you do. You have your fun stuff, because she's our... This is her first time on the show, so you have to ask for the fun stuff.
Yeah. Right. I know Emily kind of touched on this a little bit, but if you weren't a musician, what could you see yourself doing?
I actually, there was a time when I really started to kind of take in reality, and I was like, music is a risk to take, so I need to have a backup plan, and kind of quit doing music for a little bit before I did American Idol and got a golden ticket and realized that I can't do it. But I've always wanted to be a pediatric oncologist at St. Jude's. I saw a St. Jude's commercial when I was younger, and it really, like, touched my heart. And since I've been in elementary, I've always talked about being a surgeon at St. Jude's Children's Hospital and helping kids with cancer. So that's definitely something that I'm definitely going to go to college in January, and I'm still going to chase that dream, too, in case music doesn't happen. So it's always good to have a backup plan.
That's so awesome. I totally understand what you're saying, because, like, I want to be a singer, too. Like, that's all I ever wanted. But recently I realized this is my last year of high school, and I kind of have to figure out what I'm going to do in college. And I decided that I wanted to be a nurse, so I'm going to go to college and be a nurse. But I'm also going to sing and, like, you know, pursue that dream. But it's nice to have a backup. And we both take a decent backup. Like, you want to be a doctor, I want to be a nurse. Those are good choices. I feel like that never goes out of style, like. That's always going to be an option.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
I interrupted your question stream. I apologize.
That's perfectly fine. You know, and that's very commendable of you, you know, and like you said, St. Jude is kind of like a organization that's pretty close to my heart too. So that's that's commendable of you, and I really respect you for that.
Thank you.
Em, go ahead. Do you have anything else?
Oh, we're doing the back and forth thing. I hate when you do that to me. We're not related, but we fight like we're brother and sister. Like, we argue over the dumbest stuff. Okay.
Pretty much.
Let's see. I have a good one, so be quiet, Cody. Okay. If you could meet any famous person, dead or alive, who would you choose?
Wait, what was it again?
If you could meet any famous person, either dead or alive, they don't have to be alive now, who would you choose?
Oh, gosh, that is a hard one. I can meet anyone. It would probably be, I would have to say, Loretta Lynn, and I'll just give you a little explanation to that, because I'm related to her. We're fourth cousins, so she really inspires me and shows me that someone from a small town and someone of our blood can make it. And I would love to meet her and to get to just meet the person who really showed me that my family can do it.
That's so awesome that you're related to her. That's, like, super cool. I love
her. That is
her
pretty cool.
Too. But that's awesome. That's, like, a little fun fact that I didn't know. That's really cool. Yeah, like, last season on The Voice, I think, you know, I don't know if you guys watched that show, but there was a girl on there who auditioned for the show, and her name was, like, her last name was Tucker, and they were like, oh, are you related to Tanya Tucker? She's like, yeah, I am. She's my aunt. I was like, if Tanya Tucker was my aunt, I wouldn't be on The Voice. I would have found another way to get where I wanted to be if she was, if you're related to somebody like that and, like, closely related, like, it was her aunt and she, like, has a relationship with her, I don't get why you need The Voice, like, but I thought that was super cool. I wish I was related to someone famous. That would be so awesome. Okay. Anyways, Cody, your turn, since we're doing it this way.
Okay. What's currently on your music playlist right now?
What is it?
What's currently on your music playlist right now?
What
stuff are you listening to?
It's kind of funny because I am a country singer, but I don't listen to a lot of country music. I'm really into, like, Paramore, Blink-182 style music, like, older music a lot of times, like 80s, 70s, Whitney Houston and stuff like that. So, it's kind of odd that I sing something so different from what I enjoy listening to. But, I'd have to say, like, Paramore, Blink-182, Whitney Houston, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Good choice.
No. And Amy will probably tell you this. My musical tastes are all over the map. I will listen to anything from country.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started.
Exactly. Don't you start, Amy.
He can go on for, like, a whole day about his music. He listens to everything. And you know what's funny? It's, like, Cody listens to, like, some of the, like, most hardcore rap ever, and he's, like, he's just the whitest guy ever.
I'm the whitest country boy you'll probably ever meet in your life.
Yeah, he's the most, like, typical country guy ever, and then he listens to, like, hardcore rap and, like, just everything. See, this is just fun to know. Like, I feel like everyone that comes on the show needs to know that Cody does this.
Not everybody.
I don't tell everyone, but I tell most people. No, but okay, let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, have you heard of Daniel Bradbury? Because I know you said you don't listen to a lot of country music, but I don't like a lot of the country that's on right now. I like the old stuff. But I just, for some reason, there's something about Daniel Bradbury's music that I just love. She's like this really young. Yeah. You know her? Like, do you know who she is?
A couple months ago, Brad Paisley came to Charleston, and I have an endorsement with McPherson Guitars, and they gave us free tickets to go watch Brad Paisley, and she was the opener And so, she's got a really good voice.
Yeah, I saw her live, too, actually. That's funny that you say that. I watched her on The Voice, and I loved her, and then I just happened to get lucky that for my Sweet 16, which was, like, last September, Sarah Evans was doing a concert. I live in Cincinnati, so I live, like, near the Toby Keith Bar and Grill, and Sarah Evans was doing a show there, and it was the night of my birthday, and Daniel Bradbury was opening for her, so I got super lucky because those are my two favorites, pretty much. So, yeah, she's really good, and I don't really like any of the new country that's on right now, but for some reason, I love all her music. Like, her voice just, and it's just so amazing to me. Like, I wish my voice was that clear. I'm so jealous. The struggle. Okay, Cody, your turn. Wait, I asked that the question. It's your turn. That was a question.
Let's see what else I've got.
While he looks, I'll ask this question. What are you currently watching on TV? Like, what's on your DVR? What are your favorite shows?
I don't have a lot of time to watch TV, so I usually have to record stuff if I want to watch it. But I'm really into, like, ABC Family, like Pretty Little Liars and Twisted and The Fosters. And, yeah, I'm kind of, like, still into the high school shows. It really makes fun of me in the band. And they're like, oh, little high schoolers.
I'm super into, like, all the crime drama, like Law & Order and CSI. Like, that's what I watch all the time. And everybody thinks it's weird that all I want to watch is it's either a soap opera or a crime drama, like that spectrum. And everybody thinks it's so funny that I'm so into soaps because I'm, like, the age that I am and I'm not, like, old and a housewife. I guess it's just, everybody thinks it's so strange that I like soaps, but they're really interesting and they're really addicting, and if you ever start, you can't stop, so I don't suggest it to anyone, but they think it's weird that I watch them. Okay, Cody, what's your question? It is your turn.
Oh, me and Emily are both soap opera lovers, and I can attest to that.
Oh, absolutely.
We're once
crazy,
you start, you can't
to
stop.
Be honest. Yeah, once you start, there's no going back because you have to see what happens. It's on every day. And then if you make the mistake of starting a second one, because there's currently four on TV, then you're really, really kind of screwed because you're like, great, now I have to keep up with two. And, like, I go to school and work, so I have to wait till, like, 8 o'clock at night to see it normally. And Cody always texts me to tell me what happens, and I'm at school freaking out over what's happening on my show. And people think it's so crazy, but once you start, you can't stop. I would not suggest it to anyone unless you're, like, super strong because it will mess with your emotions. It really does. And they're fictional, too. Like, I'm one of those people that gets super into, like, fictional characters and kind of, you know, like, I want to marry half of them. So it happens. But, yes,
you know,
I like Pretty Little Liars, too, and I love ABC Family, and I love Switched at Birth. That's, like, one of my favorite shows. So I'm not going to make fun of you for watching the high school shows.
for anybody out there that doesn't know this, I'm just going to reiterate this story for a second. As I was telling you off air, Autumn, I've been doing this show for about 2 years. It'll be 2 years actually in about a week.
It's actually,
if you
have a countdown, thank you very much. I put a countdown on my planner.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
And I have gotten a chance to chat with some of the sweetest, most down-to-earth people, yourself included. The show actually started kind of as a fluke. I had been listening to several other blog talk radio shows in the past and called into a few to chat with several celebrities, and I thought, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. And so I thought about it for a few months. I jumped in with both feet, and boom, here we are two
and
years
here
later.
We are.
Right,
well,
exactly.
I've only been around 6 months, but I believe that it was fun before me. But I feel like it's more awesome with me because I feel like that's what I bring to this equation.
Right.
Okay.
Emily joined the show back in March, and it's been
Thursday.
Fun ever since Techno Dam.
Oh, we have so much fun! We love people who come on. Like, this is your first time on our show, but people who come on this show, we always want them to come back more than one time because we have such a good time with every single person. And sometimes we're so crazy and off the wall, it's a hot mess most of the time because we just have so much fun. And tonight we're actually keeping it cool, which I think is funny that we're not all freaking out together yet. And you know, whatever. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm glad that you came on our show because
I love
people. So go ahead, Cody. I'll say it after.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So
go ahead.
You were on Chasing Nashville. Yes, that's correct, right?
Uh huh.
Okay, so I never watched the show, but I always meant to. It was one of those things I kept seeing and I wanted to watch. So what was, the whole experience like? Because I, saw the previews of it, but I never actually watched the show. So what was it like to be on that show?
Well, do you mean, as the show aired or, the filming experience with all the cameras or?
Yeah, the filming experience. What is it like to, it's a reality show. So, what's the experience of, being on a reality show?
It's definitely unexpected. I mean, when they asked me to do it, we actually didn't know. We didn't want to expose our family life to everyone because we're a house of seven. I have four brothers and then my two parents. And it was kind of just we don't want the world to see us. And then we were this could be a smart move for my music, so. We did it, and at first it was weird. The cameras, when they were around, none of us really did anything. We were so awkward. And then, as time went on, we got more and more comfortable. And by the end of it, it was definitely an experience. It was really stressful, though. The cameras, really, after a while, they get, you want time to yourself. And but when it came down to it, it was a really good experience. I don't know if I'd ever do a reality show again, but it was definitely an experience. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I feel like that would bother me to have people, because I don't like when people, stare at me. When you're sitting somewhere and somebody across the room staring at you, that drives me crazy. And I feel like having people looking at me and, with cameras on me all the time would really start to annoy me after a while. Because once I'm annoyed, there's, no going back. Then it just goes downhill. And I feel like I would, snap at one of these camera people. I feel like I wouldn't handle that well at all. I don't think that would be... I don't think I handle that well at all. I'm surprised at the amount of them that are on TV because I don't understand how people handle the situation and the stress that comes with it because I don't think I could. That's just me, you know. People are different, I guess. Okay, Cody, go ahead, because I know I interrupted you, and I'm sorry.
that's perfectly fine. Let's see. I don't think I have any more questions, actually. How about you, Em?
Hang on, let me read. I have notes, so I have to read. Hang on. Reading and talking at the same time is really difficult for anyone out there who didn't know. Okay, if you can only use one word to describe yourself, what word would that be? If you're telling someone about yourself, but you only get one word, what would you use to describe yourself?
Probably use the word adventurous.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, because it kind of, I like to try new things and I like to take risks. wish everyone could see because I'm trying to do music. But I think that'd be a good word. Kind of covers the bases pretty well.
Yeah, I know that you said sometimes you're really shy with new people, and I'm the same way. I'm so outgoing, and I'm really loud with my friends and stuff. But when it comes to new people and new situations, I'm really shy. But I like doing new things. Like this year, it's my last year of high school, but I came to a brand new school in my last year of high school. So I'm kind of starting from the beginning, whereas everyone else has been here for 4 years. So I like situations like this. I like new situations, but I was so shy my first few days of school because I didn't know anyone. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea where to go. And so it's things like that, I freak out a little bit, but I love trying these things. And it was actually my idea to do that. So I understand because, we're kind of in the same boat. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Cody, you found another okay, Cody finds the best guest for the show. So last week we had a singer on our show, and her and I were twins. We asked her all-time favorite song to sing, and it was, just one of my favorites, too, and we were, freaking out over it together. And then you and I are, practically the same age, and we freak out over TV together. So good job, Tony. You get an A on this one. Before we end the show, just so disclaimer, Cody doesn't tell me when somebody's coming on the show till he's already, booked them. And he's like, oh, yeah, this person's coming on the show at this time, so, yeah, be there. This is how we work. So I didn't even know. Honestly, I did not know who you were until he told me you were coming on the show, and I looked you up on the internet and on Twitter. I had no clue who you were because he just finds people that I've never heard of and brings them on, and it's super cool, and we have a great time. But he doesn't tell me till he told me you were coming on Friday or Saturday, or I don't know what day, over the weekend. So
I think
he doesn't
it was
tell me while. He doesn't tell me when he's booking people. He just tells me afterwards. So, that's how we work. But I'm so glad that he found you on Twitter because that's how we find everyone.
I thought of a pretty cool fact on your celebrity crushes, Carrie Underwood, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wrote a song that I got to release when I did the TV show. Carrie Underwood actually wrote it, but she didn't want to sing it, so she wanted to give it to somebody else. So that's pretty cool.
Nah.
That is so cool. Nah. That's an awesome little fact. I love Carrie too. I don't know anyone that doesn't love Carrie Underwood.
Right, exactly. I'm just throwing this out here, but on the show, we've had several singers on the show, and we always like to promote anything they're doing. So if you ever have a CD coming out or anything that you want promoted, just tweet me or something, and I'll set up another interview or whatever with you.
That's super helpful, and we appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, everything that anyone we've had on the show does, we promote it on Twitter for you. You will announce it on the show. When we have singers that we've had on and they have something coming out, we tell everyone on the show to go download it. So you'll definitely have lots of support from us and our listeners now that we know
Absolutely.
You. our group of listeners, regular listeners, are pretty good about stuff downloading on iTunes and following people on Twitter, so
mm-hmm.
they'll know you now. Now you have lots of followers.
Yeah, and again, like I said, anytime you want to promote something, you're more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you so much.
And you can call in any time and surprise us if you want, because people like to do that. People we don't know are going to call us sometimes just show up, and we're like, hey, it's been a while. How are you? Just random people. They don't tell us they're calling the show. We'll have a break, because we do, a recap show on Friday nights. People just call us sometimes
tell us
things they have going on. It's super fun. We have a great time. So
exactly.
You're always welcome to call us and join us anytime.
Yes, absolutely. We've only got a few seconds left. So, again, I wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes to come on the show with us. And like I said earlier, You've got a open invitation to the show anytime you want to come back on, and we'd be more than happy to have you back on anytime. Okay.
Well, I hope to be back on here soon with you guys, and I just want to say that I had fun having the interview, and I loved your questions. It's much more fun to talk about other stuff too. So that's awesome.
I understand.
Well, thanks for coming on, and we'll definitely, I'll definitely keep up with you on Twitter now. Now we can be besties. Totally.
Thanks, Autumn. And I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Did you enjoy that one, Em?
I did. Actually, I'm super tired because, you know, I get up at 6 o'clock and I go to school and then I come to work. So that was lots of fun, and that made Tuesday suck less because, you know, Monday and Tuesday suck. And then it's not Friday, so.
I understand completely.
I'm super okay. Let me do announcements really quick because I know we have like a ton and I'm probably going to forget half. But Thursday night, 5 Central, Jen Lilly, you all know who that is. I don't need to give you a little, you know, disclaimer. You all know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, General Hospital Recap, 5 Central. I'm still used to not east of this time zone. Next week, is it
You're
Wednesday
still used
night?
To Eastern time, I know.
Next Wednesday night is our 2-year anniversary show, and we will be having lots of fun. I will be taking over the studio, and I will be running it for in Cody's place, and you will have to guess who's on the line. Just because, like, why not? Also, we will be playing our little How Well Do You Know Your Co-host game, and we'll be joined by lots of past guests who are super excited, just as excited as we are, because they're just as big of a part of this as we are. Also, next Friday night, we're not having a show next Tuesday night as of now, but next Friday night, General Hospital Recap at Cody, your phone keeps going off. It drives me crazy, but I love you. Next Friday night,
well,
GH Recap. I didn't know whose it was. I thought it was Autumn's, but it's yours. Next Friday night, GH Recap at 5 Central. And also next Thursday is Megan's birthday, everyone. My sister, y'all know my sister because you listen to the show and she stalks you all on Twitter. So it's her birthday next Thursday. And I think that's everything that we have. Like, I feel like I'm forgetting 5 things, but I'm not. Am I?
Nope.
Oh, no. I
think
forgot.
You about covered it all.
No, nope, I forgot one thing. The week of September 5th, Cody will be out of town. Oh, P.S. guys, Cody's birthday is on the 7th, so we'll stalk him. The week of the 5th, Cody will be out of town, so I will be taking over the show, and I will be joined by either, guys, this is exciting, Cody doesn't even know this, Andy Hayden. You all know him because he was supposed to co-host with me last time Cody was out of town.
I hate
but
you
I
now.
Flew. I love you.
I hate you.
But he was supposed to co-host with me, and I got the flu. And so if Andy can come on, he's moving. But if he can come on that week, he would definitely be doing a show with me. And also Kathy. Everybody knows Kathy. She's my, like, go-to buddy. So Kathy will also be joining me for the recap show, most likely. So I'll let you know the dates and times of our shows, you know, the week of. But that's what we've got for now. We've got a pretty busy few weeks ahead of us, don't we?
Yep. And I just texted you something.
Okay, I'll read it. Why do you hate me? I feel like you're mad at me now. I was going to say another word, but it was not nice. Anyways, I think that's all for now, but I mean, I feel like there's more, but I think I covered it all. We have a busy next few weeks, but we're going to have so much fun, and I'm so excited for next Wednesday.
I'm working on something for hopefully Tuesday.
Awesome.
That I've been wanting to make happen for the longest time, and I'm crossing my fingers that it does happen. So
I'm trying
I'll
to think.
I'll let you know.
Oh, I think I know what you mean. Okay, never mind. Anyways, also, I feel like we totally need Weekdays with Murph t-shirts to wear on Wednesday, but even if I order them tonight, they won't be on Wednesday. But anyone who's interested, please let me know, because Cody and I are thinking of opening, because, you know, we both have our blogs on Weebly, and on Weebly you can actually have your own store and sell merch. So if anyone's interested in actually purchasing anything, like Weekdays with Murph, we could do, like, coffee cups, something like that, t-shirts, whatever, let us know. We're going to design them and put them out there, but if anyone's interested, please let us know and tell us what you would like, and we will put it out there so people can get it, because we really would love you guys to have some awesome stuff that says Weekdays with Murph, because you guys love our show, and we have such a good time, and I feel like that's just something super fun we could all have, and we could all match, and that would be awesome. So, tweet at me. You guys know the drill. If you have anything to say, just tweet at me, because that's all they ever do.
Tweet us. I mean, yeah, it's just, you know.
Tweet us, let us know, and I will get a design. I'm working on getting the design worked up, because I'm the design. Out of the two of us, I'm the one that does the logos and stuff pretty much, even though you guys have probably never seen one. They're only on, like, my Facebook or my Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Cody may have seen them, but I do the designs for the logos, whatever, and all that fun stuff for us, because I'm super creative and fun like that. So if anyone's interested, let us know, and we will hook you up with a great deal, because we love you. But you're not getting it for free, because we don't love you that much. That was a perfect little segue into that.
Right.
Also, that was super fun. I'm, like, happy now. I'm in a bad mood. School sucks. But now I'm super happy. That was lots of fun. I could tell when I came on that call, like, when you answered my call, I knew she was really young, but I wasn't sure how young, because I don't know how young I sound. I think I sound older than I am, but that's silly what people tell me. But I could tell that she was kind of young. And I was like, maybe we're the same age, and she's older than me. But, you know. Mm-hmm. No, people say I sound older, but I don't think so. But we'll go with that, because why not?
Oh,
I broke the coffee machine. No, I didn't. Just kidding. I just opened the drawer. No, who was it that, Mary Beth told me that I sound, she couldn't believe I was 16, but I think I sound 16. Whatever. Anyways, okay, so everybody, you better... excuse my coffee machine for beeping. You guys better all be here for our shows. If you don't listen to any of the shows for the next week, just listen to next Wednesday night, because we're going to have a rockin' time. Like, it's going to be so much.
We're
gonna
have
a good
time.
Something. After Cody gets back, like 3 days later, it's my birthday, and we're having an on-air party, and Cody will be surprising me with God only knows what, because you know what he likes to throw at me, guys. Like, you know he likes to throw celebrities at me all the time, which I'm totally fine with. So we don't really know what will be happening there, but Cody will definitely be. We'll be having an awesome party.
I guess he tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, obviously he does. He always does.
I guess he tricks up my sleeve.
If he was going to be in town for his birthday, I would be doing this to him, but I'm not.
Probably.
So that's,
you know,
that's happening.
I'll never forget the time. I'll never forget the time when Kathleen calls us up out of the blue.
Oh, my gosh. I almost died when she was like, it's Kat. Like, I didn't even thought, because she's a high, and I'm thinking, who is this? It was my first show. She's like, it's Kathleen Gaddy. And I'm like, excuse me? I just fell out of my seat. I just fell off my desk chair. Thank you. The more we have her on, the more I love her. Like, I love that lady. But she was, I will never forget that.
No.
That was awesome.
And speaking of that, her birthday is tomorrow, so...
Is it?
Happy,
guys, hear that?
Happy
friend of the show, Miss Kathleen Gaddy.
Early birthday there, Kathleen.
Happy birthday, Kathleen. We love you. You're probably not listening to this, but we don't care because we love you anyways. Everybody tweet at her. If you don't tweet at her, you're going to be on my list because she deserves it because she's amazing and we love her so much. I'm going to post like a whole, I'm probably going to post a dissertation on her Facebook wall just because I can. A dissertation,
wow.
Like, an essay. I'm going to write it in five-paragraph essay format, like, happy birthday and why I love her in five-paragraph essay format. Happy birthday, Kathleen. We love you so much. Thank you for, like, always supporting the show. And thank you so much for being on this show, like, 5 million times, because you're, like, our go-to person. Well, you are awesome, and you're, like, a person we can always count on, and you are always here, and you always deliver. Her and Lily Melt. You know what? God bless Lily Melvar. Okay, whenever we're screwed, we can always call on Lily.
Count on Lily.
Lily is like, if we're screwed and someone cancels on us last minute, it's like, hey, Lily. Like, yes, I'm here. Like, Lily,
you know,
is the best about that. That's why I love her.
You know, when last time we had her on,
Cody was not here.
Yeah, but every time I had her on, I couldn't say I'll do it fast enough. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I feel like this is going to come out of my mouth bad, but I don't mean it that way. I feel like Lily's just, like, always, she's got so much time. I mean, I know she has a kid and stuff, and she has her own show, but I feel like she has the time, which I love, because I hate when we want somebody so bad, and they want to do it, and they can't, because they don't have time. And Lily, it's like, if we're ever in a jam, we can call Lily. We can, like, literally, I could just tweet Lily and be like, can you be here in 5 minutes, and Lily will be there. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we have her, but...
Even if she's driving.
Anyways. Oh, even if she's driving her car, or even if she's 5 minutes late, but I'm not holding that against her. But even if she's driving or trying to get her front door open with her key, she will be here. She did that to me once. I was, fun fact for you guys that weren't around, so I was doing my show. Cody was out of town, so it was me and Cassie. I had a long week. This was like a Friday night. I had the flu all week. I was finally feeling up to it. I was like, yay, show. I'm, like, running the studio for the first time, which, guys, it's a trivial thing if you've never done it. Here comes Lily Loud. I'm like, okay, it's 5 minutes before the show. I told Lily to call in 5 minutes. She said she'd be here. She's on Twitter. She's tweeting us, retweeting us. She'll be here. It's like, your show is canceled to start in 14 seconds. And I'm like, where's Lily? Like, she's not here. About 2 minutes into the show, about 2 minutes of me and Cassie just totally winging it because, you know, no guess. She calls in. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was driving and I had to get the door open. And I'm like, at least you showed up. At least you didn't forget. Because that would have sucked. But... Even if she's busy, even if she's on her way home, even if she's trying to get her key in the door, she will be here. So just thank you for that, Lily. Thank you for being there.
Absolutely.
But anyways,
happy birthday,
Kathleen. We love you so much. Honestly, can't tell you enough. And you're so amazing. Like, just, I feel like I'm talking right to her, and I'm not. But if she ever listens to this, she'll hear it.
We just
love you to the moon back, and you're amazing.
And speaking of interviews,
you
need to listen to the one I sent you.
I know. I'm going to tweet that out. Hey, guys, if anyone's interested in a Pasty Peas interview, I'm going to tweet it out for you guys. Cody told me to kill my soul, which, you know, Luke and Laura broke up, so my soul's already gone. So I had to throw that out there. I was going to text you that, but I feel like you would have stolen it and used it as your own punchline. So I saved it.
It will break whatever soul you've got left.
I don't really have a soul. No, I do. I'm just kidding, but... Yeah, Patsy's amazing. We love her, too. Like, we just love everyone. Patsy's amazing. Patsy's an incredible woman. We love her so much. And she, like, sends the best DMs. If you've never had the pleasure of DMing Patsy Peace, you haven't lived your life. Because her DMs are the best thing. And, like, she uses so many smiley faces, which I love because you guys know I'm the queen of emojis. So, Patsy, we love you, too. But happy birthday, Kathleen. I'm going to write you a 5-paragraph essay on your Facebook wall. Just kidding, I'm not really going to do that. She probably blocked me on Facebook if I did that, because that's out of hand, even for a friend.
Probably, that's a little excessive.
Even for friends. It is twisted, and it's kind of twisted, even for a friend, that's out of hand.
Yeah, that's a little twisted.
Plus, she gets 5 million posts because she's Kathleen Daddy, so it's like, my dissertation probably would not be read, but she always replies to my DMs, sometimes it takes a while, but she always gets to her DMs.
She always replies,
that's
true. We've only got about 2 minutes, so I'm going to...
That's a nice way of saying, Emily, shut up, it's time to stop.
Well, not exactly,
that's Cody's way. That's literally how Cody is. Cody's so nice, he's never told me to shut up, because he has his ways that I know I need to stop.
You said it, I didn't.
Yes, I did. See, you're lucky. You're lucky we're friends, and that would have been, you would have been in trouble, but,
I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Okay, one thing. Thank you, Autumn, for coming on the show, and anybody who's listening to this, because I know this is on her website, or it's going to be, just excuse that 10-minute little announcement reel / love session, because that happens at the end of every show. Thank you, Autumn. Thank you, people who are still listening this far into the archive. We love you, too. All right, I'll talk to you later, Cody.
I am. Bye. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.